Chapter 46. Thomas refused to talk to anyone the rest of the day. Teresa tried several times, but he kept telling her he didn't feel good, that he just wanted to be alone and sleep in his spot behind the forest, maybe spend some time thinking. Try to discover a hidden secret within his mind that would help them know what to do. But in truth, he was psyching himself up for what he had planned for that evening, convincing himself it was the right thing to do. The only thing to do. Plus, he was absolutely terrified, and he didn't want the others to notice. Eventually, when his watch showed that evening had arrived, he went to the homestead with everyone else. He barely noticed he'd been hungry until he started eating Fry Pan's hastily prepared meal of biscuits and tomato soup. And then it was time for another sleepless night. The builders had boarded up the gaping holes left by the monsters who'd carried off Gally and Adam. The end result looked to Thomas like an army of drunk guys had done the work, but it was solid enough. Newt and Albie, who finally felt well enough to walk around again, his head heavily bandaged, insisted on a plan for everyone to rotate where they slept each night. Thomas ended up in the large living room on the bottom floor of the homestead with the same people he'd slept with two nights before. Silence settled over the room quickly, though he didn't know if it was because people were actually asleep or just scared. Quietly hoping against hope, the Grievers didn't come again. Unlike two nights ago, Teresa was allowed to stay in the building with the rest of the Gladers. She was near him, curled up in two blankets. Somehow, he could sense that she was sleeping. Actually sleeping. Thomas certainly couldn't sleep, even though he knew his body needed it desperately. He tried. He tried so hard to keep his eyes closed, forced himself to relax. But he had no luck. The night dragged on, the heavy sense of anticipation like a weight on his chest. Then, just as they'd all expected, came the mechanical, haunted sounds of the Grievers outside. The time had come. Everyone crowded together against the wall farthest from the windows, doing their best to keep quiet. Thomas huddled in a corner next to Teresa, hugging his knees, staring at the window. The reality of the dreadful decision he'd made earlier squeezed his heart like a crushing fist. But he knew that everything might depend on it. The tension in the room rose at a steady pace. The Gladers were quiet. Not a soul moved. A distant scraping of metal against wood echoed through the house. It sounded to Thomas like a Griever was climbing on the backside of the homestead, opposite where they were. More noises joined in a few seconds later, coming from all directions, the closest right outside their own window. The air in the room seemed to freeze into solid ice, and Thomas pressed his fists against his eyes, the anticipation of the attack killing him. A booming explosion of ripping wood and broken glass thundered from somewhere upstairs, shaking the whole house. Thomas went numb as several screams erupted, followed by the pounding of fleeing footsteps. Loud creaks and groans announced a whole horde of Gladers running to the first floor.
"It's got Dave!"
someone yelled, the voice high-pitched with terror. No one in Thomas's room moved a muscle. He knew each of them was probably feeling guilty about their relief, that at least it wasn't them, that maybe they were safe for one more night. Two nights in a row, only one boy had been taken, and people had started to believe that what Gally had said was true.